Indonesia has embarked on a campaign to make itself more attractive to foreign investors, and it appears to be getting results. The country's investment coordinating board says realized foreign direct investment rose 17% in the first half of 2007 compared to last year. A revamped investment law aims to make it easier for foreign investors to enter the market and to take out profits. The law also provides improved procedures for resolving disputes. Darmawan Jajusman is the coordinating board's deputy chairman for investment promotion. Speaking at a forum sponsored by the Jakarta Foreign Correspondents Club Wednesday, he said the new law has helped.
The government introduced some law to make it the improvement of our investment climate. I believe it's working.
But Indonesia is also notorious for its corrupt and unpredictable courts. Lawyer Andrew Sriro, who works with foreign companies here on legal issues, told the forum the judiciary simply has too many shortcomings for a quick or partial solution.
Underpaid, overworked, lack of access to law and support, lack of respect in the community, constant temptation, antiquated procedures, no binding precedent, no penalties for frivolous and litigious cases, career judges without practical experience, all work against justice. The entire system has to be scrapped and rebuilt.
Sriro says investors themselves are partially responsible for Indonesia's failings. He says foreign and domestic corporations in the past have promoted an atmosphere of lawlessness by failing to respect or even try to understand Indonesian law.
Management often confuses the lack of the rule of law for the lack of law itself. A laziness has developed in Indonesia based upon its reputation as a place where everything can be arranged through corruption.
Despite the problems, the economy has been growing at its fastest clip in 2 years, averaging more than 6% growth in the first half of 2007. Moody's Investors Service recently said it was considering upgrading the country's credit rating to reflect improvements in its finances. The government's aggressive development goals, such as cutting poverty by half, are going to require a huge infusion of cash, however. For the 5 years ending in 2009, the government target is $426 billion in new public and private investments. Trish Anderton for VOA News, Jakarta.